from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. For the first time in over three decades, Timmins will not be represented by a new Democrat in the Ontario legislature. Mayor George Peary carried the PC banner into victory over 32-year incumbent MPP Gilles Bisson. Peary told supporters he did it by campaigning with a positive message focused on growth.
It's talking about moving this city into 50,000 people and 100,000 people, and the region being 500,000 people. And we can do that, this, and we will start this tomorrow.
Peary's margin of victory over Bisson is 65% of the vote to 30. The people of Timmins wanted change, and that, says Gilles Bisson, is what happened. He says he respects that. At 65 years old, he now gets to retire and says that's not a bad thing.
I'm very lucky. I've got a great family. We're all very supportive. We all work together on all kinds of things, so I'm looking forward to the retirement.
Bisson was first elected in the Bob Rae NDP landslide across Ontario in 1990. His first term is the only one in which he sat on the government side of the legislature. He says over those 32 years, he and his team did a lot of good work for Timmins, together with local organizations. He mentions the new Golden Manor and getting a family health team for the city among those accomplishments. Now that there's a vacancy on Timmins Council with the departure of Mayor George Peary, the clock is ticking for the remaining eight council members to decide how to proceed. It can confirm Ward 5 Councillor Kristen Murray, who's currently acting mayor, to serve until the new council is sworn in early in December. Then it can appoint a new councillor or hold a by-election. That by-election will have to be held by June 26th. 90 days before the October 24th election. There will be a little bit of Queen Elizabeth II in the redeveloped Melview Park in South Porcupine. Porcupine Commons member Carly Stringer confirms that through Canadian Heritage, the group got a $4,000 grant in honor of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
What we're hoping to do is gear that funding towards the portion of our park that will consist of a sensory garden, including plants and wildflowers and native tree species.
Fundraising for the park is ongoing. Stringer says the group is concentrating on securing large corporate donations. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.